This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
Live from the Grand Ballroom at the Radisson Penn Harris Hotel and Convention Center, this is Walt Disney World Today Live. And now, along with Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, here's your host, Matt Hochberg.
I have three people with me here. I have Becky Menken of Mouse Fan Travel. I have Deb Wills of All Is Net. I have Steve Barrett of Hidden Mickeys. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a drawing. Some of you may know that there is a special cruise called the Cruise with Deb and Steve that's happening this fall. And we're going to make a draw from this bucket. And I'm going to turn this over to Becky. She's going to tell us what this drawing is all about.
Thanks, Mike. What we're doing today is drawing four winners for the Deb and Steve cruise that is on September 1st. What we've done is set aside two special dining opportunities for people who are on the cruise with us, officially booked on the Deb and Steve cruise. One of them is a private room for the Paulo's brunch. And the other is the private Paulo's room for dinner at Paulo's. And we all know how difficult that is to get our hands on reservations at Paulo's to begin with. So Deb and Steve are going to host these wonderful dining experiences, and we are going to have them draw five lucky cabins for each the brunch and the dinner. So go ahead, Deb, let's go for the first one. Should we flip for that? All right, I'll tell you what, Steve, brunch, dinner, choose.
Brunch.
Brunch it is. Oh, that's so much better. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So let's go. Oh, you can't look at it? What the heck are you doing? That's cheating. All right. You're going to have to. Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on to that. Say something.
Something to people. We're mixing up.
All right. Steve is going to reach into the bucket and pull the very first cabin winner.
Cabin number 7036, Daniel and Julie Bressler.
Terrific.
Our first Paulo brunch winners. Our first Paulo brunch winners.
Repeat it. We didn't get it. Can you repeat it? Can you repeat it?
Absolutely. The first Paulo brunch winners are Daniel Bressler and Julie Bressler. So they will be joining Deb and Steve at the Paulo brunch. Let's draw for number two.
This is number two now.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh. There's a very special person that wants to announce this one, so hold on a second. Oh. The next winner of the Paulo brunch is...
Messiah!
Woo! Excellent. Excellent. Nice draw. Nice draw. All right, Messiah, you're jumping up and down right now, I hope.
That's terrific. Now, Becky,
yes.
Is there still room for people to book this if they want?
No, this is... Are you saying the cruise?
Yeah, the Steve and Deb cruise.
For the Steve and Deb cruise. We do have some available space. It comes and goes because that cruise is almost sold out. So if anybody is interested, then get in contact with us.
An event coming up for the American Adventure?
Yes.
With them? Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. We do have a dinner that's available at the American Adventure Dinner. You don't have to be part of the Deb and Steve cruise to attend. It is open for anybody who wants to go to join us, and it's on August 31st. It's the at 7 o'clock, and you can visit. Do you have a link still on your site? There is a link on Deb's site that goes to how you can sign up, and it is about $69 a guest. And come join us for dinner at the American Adventure.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to Masayo. And who was the other winner?
There's more.
Oh, there's more.
But
there's more.
That's only two. There's five for the brunch.
Wow.
And then there's five more for the dinner. And now we got to hurry. So let's go. And the next winner is Robert Royce and Betty Royce. That's going to be for Paulo brunch as well. And we have two more to do. Exactly. And the next winner is Edward Nelson and Carol Nelson.
Congratulations to Edward and Carolyn.
One more brunch, and we're good to go to dinner. And the last lucky winner is Janet Bonds and Albert Bonds. So you guys are all going to Paulo Brunch. Now for dinner, which of course is a wonderful experience, seeing Steve and Deb all dressed up in their Paulo best. And she drinks a lot of great wine, too, at Paulo dinner. So, you know, you're really going to get a treat here. The first one for Paulo dinner is, this person we're going to have to go, I think, tell her because she's actually in the room, Tacy Atkinson.
Woo!
So Tacy is going to be going to dinner.
Look for the face paint.
Yeah, exactly. She is very festive today.
Oh, there she is. Wait, she's coming on the air.
Wait,
we've got her coming over here.
Here she comes.
Mike, move out of the way.
Hey, Tacy.
Tacy?
Go ahead. What? You're joining Steve and I at the Paulo brunch, Paulo dinner.
No way!
You were just the winning person for one of the Paulo dinner hosted by Steve and Deb. Great. And the second winner. Oh, please forgive me if I butcher this. Tracy Schuler and William Schuler.
Congratulations.
Winners to dinner. We have two down, three to go? Hopefully somebody's counting, right? Oh, boy. The next one is Jimmy Simpson and Michelle Simpson.
Nice.
They will be joining Deb and Steve for dinner in Paulo.
Here's another drawing.
Number four.
Oh, the screamers! Where are they?
Someone's here.
Oh, yeah. That's another one we're going to have to find.
Well,
maybe later on.
Are they around?
And we'll just tell the listening audience. It's Carolyn Musselman and Jill Linton. That's going to be...
But they are here somewhere in Magic Mesa.
Oh, and believe me, you're going to want to tell them on the air. And last but not least... There's one more to go for Paulo dinner. So those of you listening, one more to pull. Auction's almost closing. Are you sure you don't have to run off and sign up for something really fast?
Len might have to.
Yeah, I noticed that Len had a couple over there that he was going for. And last but not least is Kim Melissa and Joseph Melissa.
Congratulations.
That's the fifth.
Well, congratulations to everyone who won. It's a really great opportunity, and we'll try to get those other winners on that don't know that they won yet, because they are actually here somewhere.
Oh, yes. So we'll scan the room and see if we can find them for you.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you very much, huh?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, sweet. Do you want to talk a little bit about Paulo? A little bit, maybe not right now, but do you want to come back on later and tell our listeners a little bit about Paulo? Because it's an experience
Certainly.
That most people don't know about.
Be happy to talk about Paulo. Absolutely. All right.
Great.
Thanks.
Well, congratulations to all those, and thank you, Becky. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Steve. I know a lot of people out there are happy. We have a caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hello?
Oh, it's Masayo from Japan.
Masayo!
Hey, so you congratulations on winning. This is one of the winners who just won the thing over here. We're gonna put Deb on with you. So hold on a second, Masayo.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Deb is on the air now. Masayo is on with us, Deb.
Masayo! Kanpai!
Hi!
I'm so excited. I started crying when I drew your name. Are you excited? Oh my, you crying.
Is it?
I really screamed aloud and it's 3 a.m. Sunday morning here in Japan.
Did you call Nozomi yet?
No! I believe Nozomi is climbing Mount Fuji this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yes, it's wow.
Yeah.
And it's 3 a.m. And even this good news, Nozomi will kill me if I call her now.
Well, I am so excited. I am so excited that you're going to get to join us for Paulo, and it'll be a very special occasion.
Basayo, have you ever eaten at Paulo before?
Dinner only. I had a wonderful dinner at the Paulo with Becky and Dave and Linda Lud and Linda Mark in March in our first Disney cruise.
But
oh,
you,
cool.
You tried hard to get the brunch, and you weren't able to get it, were you,
oh.
online?
Yeah, I tried a lot. You know, I tried very hard to get it, but, you know, I couldn't get it, and I had to give it up, you know?
I know.
But,
well, we love you. We're so excited, and you're here with us in spirit, and I will see you in just a couple months, okay? Congratulations.
Thanks, Masayo.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was a Masayo from Japan. One of the winners who just won that, and that was terrific. She's always very excited about everything, but this is someone who's genuinely excited that that she won. You can definitely tell that. And we're going to get, I think, the others. There's two winners here that are in attendance here, and evidently they're very enthusiastic, would be an understatement to talk about these women. So that'll be something that we'll be getting them on to talk about there. But I know Masayo's in the chat room right now and going crazy. And
see, it was worth staying up.
That's right. But you can call in just like Masayo, 407-278-5939. That's a great opportunity, really, to be able to have the brunch thing. It's really going to be a unique opportunity to have brunch with all of them. I want to mention while we're congregating here, we had someone else who donated to the Dream Team online auction. In fact, there's only 20 minutes left for you to make a donation, so be sure to do that. Go to www.today.com. Go to the link over there and on the right hand side for the Dream Team, and you can be a part of that. This was Princess Fee, better known as DF82, who donated some money, so we thank you very much. And Deb is back on with us, and we have two of the winners of the. Do they know
two
what
they? No, they don't know yet.
Oh,
we have
know.
Two
so
of the
want...
winners. We have Jill and Carolyn, who are going on the Deb and Steve cruise in September. And just a couple moments ago, Steve and I and Becky drew names of the lucky winners who will be joining Steve and I in the private dining room for dinner.
I think they're happy.
I don't see it.
I don't see it. Yeah. I wish you could see the video, because this is great.
Just had to tell them in person, and since we were live, we thought they'd get
terrific.
A big kick out of the podcast.
Oh,
so thank you, guys.
Oh, we're so excited. Oh, just a wee little bit.
Oh, so excited. Oh, so bit. Excited. Okay, thank you so much, guys.
I think they're excited. Very good. So that was a great little giveaway that we could have a little Disney magic here at Magic Meets. 407-278-5939. We'll be taking your calls and just talking about various other things going on today. A lot of fun over here, a lot of excitement over that giveaway. And that's really, you know, one of the interesting things about Magic Meets is the giveaways that you get over here, because there's so much stuff being given away. Really, you have to work hard not to give to get something. Because there's raffles, there's general raffles going on. There's some of the vendors that are here, some of the sponsors are giving stuff away. If you walk out of here with no less than about 2 pounds of swag on you, I mean, you clearly did not go to the event, because that's how much stuff is really given away here. I mean, the kids, give you an example, I think all the kids, if not most of them, received a number of Ratatouille dolls that were here. They got a gift bag. The kids were hula hooping out in the hall. There's high school music playing over there, which was just fun for the kids. I mean, it's such an interesting experience over here, and I think everyone that attends the event really enjoys it. And that's because of that kind of fun that you really get over here. And there's every year. I mean, we've been here now for 3 years, and you get that kind of, you know, magic, if you will, that kind of excitement, that kind of fun. And it's really one of those kinds of things you have to be here for. It's great that you guys can, those of you listening online, can experience it through the internet and stuff, but I really recommend that you all give it a try 1 year at least to come by and experience it for yourself, because every single listener I spoke to, every single visitor who may not even be a listener I spoke to, has had nothing but absolutely positive experiences to say about their time at Magic Meets. So really a lot of fun to be had over here, and that's really what it's all about. 407-278-5939. Don't forget to join us in chat. Go to www.today.com to find a link to our chat room and our video link. If you want to call in, I know we had a call or two during the segment we couldn't get to, but if you want to call in right now again, you can be a part of the show, ask questions, say hi. Maybe you're one of the winners. You want to call in, and, you know, Masayo called in. So you know, be part of the show. It's an interactive show, really. We want to make this. This isn't just us talking to you. This is, you know, we're all talking. We're all really trying to have, you know, that kind of a group experience here. So give us a try. 407-278-5939. Everyone ditched us, Newell. I don't know where everybody went.
I know. I don't know why.
Scopa disappeared. Len disappeared. It's just back to us again. Oh, no, Scopa's back.
He's going to do something. They're going to do something else.
Oh, we got something else going on here? We have some more surprises. What could it be? Bum,
bum, bum. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Mike. What's up?
There's still more excitement to come.
Oh, really?
Yes. Becky has gone off. She's a little dream maker today. She's going off to find the fabulous Annette, and as soon as we get the high sign, we have a little bit more excitement.
Nice. That's what I like to hear. 407-278-5939. You can be part of the show by calling in. Phone lines are open for you to give us a call, and it's always fun to be able to talk to people that we have over here.
I want to congratulate Masayo. Masayo, congratulations on that was Deb was very excited, as we all were when we saw your name being pulled out. So,
and the reason why
time.
We're, of course, mentioning Masayo's name is simply because of how much of a big listener she is to the show. We've met her a number of times. It's always great to be able to reward certainly one of our listeners of the show. So don't forget, there's still 10 minutes left. 10 minutes left to give your donation to a worthy cause in the Disney World Trivia Dream Team online donation for the Dream Team auction, which sends kids to Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's fantastic. Any amount will do. And we have one donation. Again, if you make a donation, your name gets mentioned on the air. And we have a donation from Disney Dame Adjunct, who has a message. She writes, "Hi, honey. Hi, John." That's, oh, Pat's husband. Okay, Pat, who organizes the event, her husband, says, "Hi, honey." And, of course, we say back, "Hi, John." He, of course, is from DisneyWorldTrivia.com. And a very nice donation. We have Mike Scopa.
Mike? We promised some excitement, and we have some excitement.
I like to
happening.
Hear excitement.
When I go roaming through the crowd, and I approach someone, something very good's going to happen. And I'm approaching two people right now. I need to see your names. John and Annette Lynette. I'm over here for a very special reason. We've never met, but I'm proud to be part of something very exciting that's going to happen right now. And we have some people who are going to present something very special to you. I think you may even call this a dream. Becky Menken, here she is again, the little dream maker.
You have been selected. Sorry. You have been selected as winners to be Dream today to attend our American Adventure dinner hosted by Deb Wills.
8 minutes.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem. We know that you really wanted to go. And it's very important that we have you there. You've been a wonderful person to our organization, and we want to say thank you.
Thank you. Kind of emotional over here.
Yeah, I can see that. Becky
just made another.
Zach, can you recap, Mike? I don't think all of us heard exactly what was given away.
Just another dream making experience with Becky Menken of Mouse Fan Travel. Back to you, Matt.
Thank you, Mike. Another good. Another fun giveaway over here. It's always fun to be able to make that kind of magic happen for
really,
someone here.
Becky's like Santa Claus. She's giving everyone presents. It's really cool.
It just as jolly also.
Magic makes.
Wow. So much stuff going on. That was just like a flurry of activity in terms of
Len.
So Len is back. Len?
Yep.
How's the men's bathroom?
The men's bathroom is crowded, actually. It's a little on the crowded side.
Is it better than the American Adventure bathroom?
So the bid to co-host Lou Mangiello's show is now up to $500.
Oh.
$500? Wow. Len, I can't believe you laid out that much.
Actually, I'm not even the high bidder at this point.
Are you the high bidder?
It's somebody else, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
$100 to be on Lou's show. That's how much Lou is paying them, apparently, to listen to the show.
They really don't want you on that show.
No, I'm serious. Lou just,
I think Lou is outbidding himself.
Lou's not winning the show, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Lou's going
to
win.
And that's fine. That's fine. Because
Matt, let's talk to Chantel.
We have actually a longtime sponsor, Chantel Crawford from DVCByResale.com. Go ahead, Mike.
One of our longtime sponsors for WW Today is Chantel Crawford of DVC. And Chantel, this is your first Magic Meets, right?
This is my first Magic Meets. I'm thrilled to be here. We sponsored it for the past 3 years, but we finally got to come up this year, and it's just been great.
What sticks out in your mind? While you've been here about a day, maybe a day and a half, what sticks out in your mind so far?
The word overwhelming has been constantly used by myself and a few other people. It's a great gathering of people, and I think the people are what make the difference. The team that puts this together, phenomenal. Fred is amazing. He's on top of everything, but just the magic that's here because of the people, that's what stands out.
So does that mean you'll be back next year?
I make no commitments whatsoever.
Was it everything that you expected, or is it more? Is it more?
I would say it's definitely more. Not being in Orlando, you never know what to expect. And because it's an off-site gathering, I just didn't know what to expect. But the fact that you can bring the magic somewhere else says it all, and that's certainly what's taking place here. So, yes, I'm more than likely to be here next year.
We're happy to have you here. We missed you the last 2 years. I remember 2 years ago in Allentown, we had all your shirts on the chairs, and it's good to see you here. So thanks for coming, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
There he is.
What? Yeah, what's up?
You want to remind our listeners what the question of the day is? You're about the economy?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so the question of the day is, have you delayed or canceled a trip to Walt Disney World because of the state of the economy, or what do you think the outlook of the economy is going to be over the next 6 months?
It's tough, you know, with the economy and everything because, I mean, you know, the price of everything is going up, obviously, with inflation so much, and it's, you know, I think people look at certain things for trying to,
right?
You know, to get, you know, try to save some money somewhere.
Yeah. So are you substituting? If you're still going to Walt Disney World, are you driving instead of flying? Are you eating at counter service restaurants instead of sit down places? Are you staying offsite instead of onsite? Yeah, things like that.
Right. Bidding is now officially closed for this year's charity auction. So so at this point now, they're going to tally up the results, see what the, you know, how much there is, and we'll get a number on that a little bit later this afternoon. Mike?
This might mean we might have to listen to Lou's show once, huh?
Why? That's where he's going to mention the number?
What if Len's co-host?
Oh, that's right.
Was it
Len, did you bid on it again?
No, it was still, it ended up, was it 500?
I'm a roving reporter. I'll find
Okay,
out.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, you got someone right in front of our table to interview.
I got to make sure I pronounce his name right.
We have a special
right.
guest over here.
It's
Michoni.
Justin Michoni, who's chief magic officer.
Medical.
Is it chief? Justin, why don't you?
Chief magic official. Very close. Chief magic official. That's the one.
Chief magic official. Now, why don't you tell our audience what exactly your duties are? What's your job description?
My job description is in flux all of the time. For 12 months, I have a part-time job where I get to be a part of the Year of Million Dreams. I work closely with the Dream Squad on each trip, making some magic things happen for people. And I also work with media relations for special events like the grand opening of Toy Story Mania. Back in May, I had a chance to go down and do some interviews and be a part of that.
Very good.
The short answer, I guess.
So you must be pretty excited about this.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's incredible.
I would like to check in with you over the next 12 months and see how things are going and have you come on board and tell our listeners what's going on with you and give those fans an opportunity to live through you vicariously. Is that okay?
I would love that. Absolutely. I feel like I'm representing all of these people who have this dream of doing what I get to do. So any chance I have a chance to share with them or talk about it or let them in on what I get to do, I'll take. I'd love it.
And once more, what is your title?
Chief Magic Official.
Chief Magic Official. Not okay. Chief Magic Official. All right, Justin, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day.
And we have a caller, actually.
We have a caller.
Hello, caller.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who are we speaking with?
My name's Rob.
Hey, Rob, where are you calling from?
Actually, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Ah, Canada.
Nice. The Great White North.
Yeah, that's right. Where it snows 24 hours a day. 365 days a year. Polar bears are a common sighting. all right, that's enough.
I got a quick question.
Go ahead.
What's your rumor? What's your idea on the rumor of them offering this new idea for their dining plan about having the multiple snacks instead of table service?
Ooh, it's interesting. Len, what do you think about that? Go ahead, Len. Try again.
I didn't hear the whole question. Was it about the counter service meal plan?
Yeah, about the snack service. Right?
Yeah, it'll happen. I think they're rolling it out to the UK first to see interest, but I mean, Disney right now is realizing a couple of things. Number one is it's exceedingly difficult to get reservations at some of their table service restaurants. I think that's the primary reason why they're getting rid of character dining at Liberty Tree Tavern, not because people want less character dining or that it's somehow unsafe for the characters, but they're trying to increase the rate of table turnover there to get more people in and out. So, and that's because of the demand for the dining plan. But I think doing straight counter service is also going to be less expensive for people, and it's going to get more people to stay on site. So, yeah, I'd bet on it.
Well, what Len's talking about, I think this is where you're going, is that during the character meals, the guests will take a little bit longer to enjoy their meal, so the table turnover rate is slower for character meals.
I think it's going to reduce demand on the table service restaurants because people right now only have
about an hour.
They have to do one table service, right?
Right.
Yeah. So
it's usually about an hour for a rotation for the characters, and that's usually they want people. I think they probably want to get people in and out over about 45 minutes.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little more than an hour. I wouldn't be surprised if like a minute and like an hour 15 or so.
75 minutes.
And Rob, to your point, if they're trying, they're probably trying to get it down to around an hour, maybe a little bit less.
But what I've noticed this year, I'm a travel agent up here in Canada, and I've had no problems at all getting any ADRs for any of the character meals.
Yeah, I think the economy is playing a factor in that. I mean, people who planned a Disney World vacation for May, June, July, those plans are pretty solid. First half of August, pretty solid. After that, I wouldn't be surprised this latest offer that just came out for dates in September. I wouldn't be surprised if you see something else in October as well. I mean,
I think the October discount, or the fall discount, is going to be quite substantial, I think.
Yeah, I would agree. And I would expect to see discounts at least throughout the remainder of 2007.
Yeah, sorry, 2008. Sorry.
2007,
Shut up. It's been a long day, man. Yeah, but I think the dining plan thing is going to be interesting.
In Harrisburg for a week.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know Disney normally announces their ticket price increases in August. I'd be a little bit surprised if they actually did that because of the state of the economy.
I agree.
I mean, they could, but it'd be...
It would be another deterrent on top of the airfare.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what they want to do right now. Yeah. So I'd be surprised. They might hold off till December.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I will probably meet up with you down at MeshFest. This is going to be my first trip down there, and
cool.
Hope to meet you all there.
All right. Great. See you then.
Thanks, Rob.
Nice. Cheers.
See you. Right,
Rob. Thanks,
bye.
Rob. 407-278-5939. It was great to hear from... Again, more well. Technically, that was another international listener, Canada. Close enough. Yeah. 407-278-5939, and that's an interesting rumor. Len, how likely do you think it's going to happen, though? How likely do you think that rumor, the one we were just talking about, is going to happen?
Oh, for counter service restaurants?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd put it at 100%. I mean,
really?
I'd
be shocked.
Can you
explain to our listeners again what it is? There's people in chat.
So it's all right. So the idea is that it'll be a counter service dining plan for two or three meals a day, but counter service. So right now you have to, the way the dining plan works is it's includes a sit down restaurant. So the problem with that is that if you're in a theme park, it's exceedingly difficult to get reservations for any of the in-park restaurants simply because there's the demand far exceeds the supply. So rather than modify the existing dining plan, which is proving extremely popular, Disney's coming out with a variation on it that says, I think you'll get two or three counter service meals per day. It might start off with two. They might start off with three. But essentially, they'll give you breakfast, lunch, and dinner at counter service places. And that'll be easier to satisfy. So Disney's figuring that you're already in a theme park, you're already eating something anyway, most likely at counter service. This is a way of locking in that spend. So if you're Disney, you want people to commit to spending as early as possible. And then for the people who are, for the customers, it's a way to, you know, have a fixed budget in terms of dining and know exactly what you're going to spend.
Absolutely.
Without going over. Plus, you don't have to make reservations for it. I think it's a decent idea, actually. I think the UK is actually coming out with it next month.
Len, what do you have any idea what this might cost?
No.
Nothing rumored about the cost.
I'll probably know. But you know what? I think the 2009 package rates are coming out first week of August, so we'll know then.
Cool. 407-278-5939. Mike?
Mr. Newell and I will be leaving in about 5 minutes. We'll be setting up for our Magic Tunes, which is brand new.
Well, we got it perfect because Brett, you guys want to come on? Yeah, we've got a special guest coming on to replace you guys. So, guys, why don't you have a seat? Swing around. These are. Are you guys official Disney employees?
Are they employees or they're like you guys are volunteer? You guys, what is your status? You guys get 1099s from Disney or what?
Independent consultants
to Walt Disney World.
Nice.
Contractors. Yeah, slave labor. Right. Excellent, excellent.
Why don't you guys pull your mics over there? Glenn, give them a hand with...
The 1099 is the way of getting around the 14th Amendment's prohibition against slavery.
We have to go. Thanks, Mike.
Brett, you guys can hear us?
Okay. Yeah, the audio's a little bit
So we light. Have on here from the Disney Moms panel, a guy.
a dude.
Brett.
100% red-blooded American
dude. Brett,
you
can pull that mic down right in front of you. And Brett, say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Where are you from, Brett?
Let's see. It's a hard thing to answer, but born in California, but live right now in Evanston, Illinois.
Fair enough. And who is the lovely lady next to you?
That would be Kim.
Kim LaPaglia from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, hold it close to your mouth.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Really close.
Kim LaPaglia from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Now, this is your first Magic Meets, and you're here, obviously, out on the Disney Moms panel. Why don't you guys quickly explain what the Disney Moms panel is? I'm not sure everyone knows exactly what it is.
Sure, I can make an attempt there. But we're still trying to figure out what it is, too, of course. But and honestly, Disney, I think, during this whole year, that's been the fun part about this, is Disney's been trying to figure out exactly how it'll be made up and how it'll exactly work. But basically, the idea is people are submitting single questions to a site, and we get to choose among those questions. Sometimes people submit questions specifically to us, to specific people, and sometimes they're just general questions to anybody. And we pick the ones we want to answer, and then we just use our own experience as well as we do some research. I guess sometimes we use the unofficial guide. Ding.
Nice. we didn't have to pay him to say that. It was great.
And maybe we'll use some other sources as well. And even once in a while, we'll use the Disney website for sorts of information.
Boo. Kim, you're not a big fan of the website. Is that would that be fair and accurate?
Not really.
I think it's a year of growth for the site. It actually has made some nice improvements this year, and it's getting some more information. I think you guys would all see that. Even the fact that they've now announced that we're going to be able to make ADRs online, that's a pretty huge change.
Yeah, that'll be
great.
That's
pretty cool.
Huge.
Wow.
So, sorry, just to wrap up kind of the question, though, about what is the panel all about. It's really it's a Q&A. It's a single question, single answer, which is a little bit different format than anything else that's out there. It's nice to get single answers to specific questions. A lot of them are fact-based, and there's a lot of them that are opinion-based as well. So it's a nice mix.
And
I should mention that these are all our own opinions. We're not at all censored, nor basically we're not reviewed by Disney. We can say what we want. We can definitely share whatever opinion that we have. They basically will publish whatever it is that we want to say.
Does Disney select the questions for you guys to answer, or do you guys have an email address that you just get questions to?
No, so we actually have our own site, and so we can look at all the questions. The only thing that they're filtering out are trivia and rumors. Just two things that they don't, we're not equipped
not
to answer those things.
So it's trip planning, basically.
Exactly. The idea is mostly trip planning. They're trying to make sure that that's what the question is. Certainly, I think actually I have heard that a very common question that is filtered out is, how do you become part of the Moms panel? And those actually sometimes get through, but in general, we don't even know what the next process is going to be.
Well, there was the talent competition, the bathing suit competition, and then the evening gown, I think, heard that is what really nailed it for you.
The evening gown is really what did it for me.
He wears a tiara well.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, Kim. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
I'm sure you guys get, like us, we get a lot of questions, and you know what? They tend to get a little bit repetitive
right
over there. But what do you think is the most common question you guys get?
How to celebrate a birthday at Walt Disney World.
Really?
Yes. We have to mention the birthday cake hotline least once a day.
There's a birthday cake hotline, really?
Oh, there is. You didn't know.
I knew there was a flower and gift basket hotline. I didn't know there was a birthday
cake. Guess what
up.
It is. 407-WDWCAKE.
Wow. Thank you, Brad.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it really is.
407-WDW.
WDW cake.
Yep.
Oh, Brett. It's like WDW dying. That's fabulous.
Brett, yeah, we should start just dialing 407-WDW and then just come up with like words.
WDW.
Like, it'll work. Yeah, I think they have different kegs that you can have delivered to your room, something like that.
Yeah, right. That's a great idea. All right, that's easy enough to remember, too. That's fabulous.
I think one other question that we very frequently get, and maybe it's our mistake of answering some of these questions up front, but we have a lot of questions about how long does it take to get from my hotel, or will I make my ADR, you know, Pop Century to get to, you know, Chef Mickey's or whatever it might be, and how do we get there, and can we make it for the morning?
So does Disney give you that information, or what do you guys use for that?
We use our own experiences mostly, or again, we'll look at that unofficial guide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the three sources we use, or I use for that question, is my own experience and what I've seen happen, the timing look like. There's that nice table in unofficial guide.
Right.
Ding.
Thanks.
And there's also the Laughing Place travel calculator. That's also a really nice site, just for ideas about how to get from one place to another.
Now, Brett, let me ask you something. Or Kim, I know some questions, like you mentioned, get censored out for obvious reasons. I mean, you can't have just anything going on there. What's the weirdest question that made it through?
This week?
Oh, this week, right. I think one of the weirdest was, where could you find Shamu in the parks?
Where did you what?
Where Shamu? Could you find Shamu in the parks?
Shamu.
They let that through?
You know,
Bay Lake.
No, at so the restaurant. No, the restaurant in Epcot over there by
Living Seas.
Yeah, Living Seas.
Coral Reef. He's look on the appetizer menu.
So that was, I think, during the first week or two when
the moderators
were getting on.
It really did. I think the moderators were a little confused.
I think actually that same week there was a question of this week. The same question was during the first week. Yep. What time is the 3 o'clock parade?
Somebody was being smart sending that one in.
We decided not to answer that one.
We've got, I think I've shared this with you guys. The craziest questions I've ever got. One was around why Disney lets people walk by the radioactive lanterns on Main Street. So apparently the gas burning lanterns had a small, back in the 60s when they were designed, they had a small radioactive thorium element. And so we actually sent it on to Disney publicity, who said, but we took it out in the 70s or whatever, so not radioactive. And even if it was radioactive, you'd have to essentially put it right next to your thyroid anyway to get any sort of damage. The other question I got was...
And you were doing that, I guess?
Before.
You were doing that
I got a grandmother from the Midwest who was complaining about too much sex and violence in Country Bear Jamboree.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what? That's,
wow.
Never looked at the show that way before, but I'll have to go back.
My favorite one was, actually it wasn't mine, my fiance still works for Disney, but she worked at All-Star Resorts, and she worked at the call center which served All-Star, Coronado Springs, and Animal Kingdom Lodge, and one person complained at Coronado Springs, they were there for the convention, that there were too many kids.
At Disney World.
Stupid.
Stupid kids. What did I do? Was it Scopa?
Yeah, it was Scopa.
It sounded like Scopa.
Think about it.
Yeah. Did he sound old and have like a New Hampshire accent? Yeah, that'll do it.
So how are you guys enjoying the experience so far?
It's been magical. It's been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I think the best thing is all the new friends we've made, the cast members, the other panelists.
Yeah, it's been amazing just to watch something, I guess, grow at Disney. So being involved in something that they're really trying to figure out how it's going to work and what it's going to be and change and adjust it as it goes forward. It'll be interesting to see what happens. You guys may or may not know that they're going to be doing another contest in the fall, maybe as soon as next month for the panel.
Yeah, so how long do you serve? Do you serve for a year?
Well, we had 2 6-month periods this year, and we all decided to, surprise, go on for another 6 months. So we'll finish at the end of the year.
But, I mean, I guess it took you guys probably, I mean, I'm just guessing here, 6 months for everyone, including Disney, to figure out what was going on and how you're going to use it. So you guys think they'll keep you on for another 6 months after that and then do another election? Or
is the question, do we want them to? Or, you know? You know, we certainly have some lobbying efforts going on.
Right.
But,
I mean, they did sign us on from June now till December.
Oh, cool.
You know, pretty likely we'll be involved at some to some degree on doing some of the training for the next group of people that come through.
Right, right.
And then we'll, you know, we don't really know. I think a lot of it is still they're still trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen for next year. And but I think it's at least the safest assumption that they'll have another group of people, and that, you know, we'll go on and do some other stuff. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Now let me ask you guys, Brett and Kim, if you could do one thing, if you could, you know, push your finger and enact some change at Disney, what would it be? If there was something you could change right now, just push a button and bam, it's magical, it happens. Because I'm sure you get a lot of questions about something, you know what I mean? And if there was one thing you could fix in your mind, something that you think could be improved, you know. I know, putting you on the spot here.
Putting you on the spot a little bit.
Oh, I thought of one.
Go ahead.
I think the buses should have a schedule. So if you walk out of the Magic Kingdom at 2 o'clock, you know you can get the 2:15 bus back to the Grand Floridian. You don't have to stand in line and wait and wonder when the bus is going to come.
Interesting.
That's what I'd switch.
Right.
So it's probably not the only thing that needs to be fixed, but one thing that could be better, especially for first-time visitors, is somehow to have some reservations available for walk-up guests. I think there's such a problem with people that go to Disney and don't understand that you need to make your ADRs 180 days in advance, and they're very surprised when they get there and they spend all this money, and they're not able to get the restaurants that they'd like. So it'd be nice if there were, well, I guess either a lot more spaces and a lot more reservations available, or if there were some reserved just for walk-up guests for that day. So there'd be a little bit more of a mix.
Awesome. Well, it was great having you both on here. I know Laura is seething right now because she's not on there.
Hi, Laura. We love you.
She's one of the other Disney Moms panel. We've known her the longest, and she complains that we never put her on, and we've always put Brett on, and now Kim, you know, before. So thank you very much. And we're going to take a quick audio break here while Mike changes out tape. So just stand by for a minute here. And for the Bills listening, the audio will drop, but it will come back. You don't have to do anything. Just relax, and it'll come back in a few minutes. So just a second.